Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, moderate trade seen yesterday sparking increased widespread interest across the entire cattle complex, with feeders unwavering in their demands going into Christmas and able to post strong weekly gains before calling it a week. It's expected that business will be done in most areas, although the possibility for a few leftover deals may be seen if anyone is around to pick up the other end of the phone here this afternoon. Live trade did develop in our part of the country at $110. That's about $2 higher than last week. Boxed beef values did weaken as the pre-holiday market support was not carried over to the wholesale beef complex. Although this is not expected, a limited buying interest is seen before the Christmas holiday. The focus on price weakness could cause some uncertainty today in nearby futures trade. And live cattle futures expected to remain lightly traded this morning. With markets closing early due to the abbreviated holiday trading schedule, the strong upward momentum seen in futures and cash market trade yesterday will likely help to stimulate follow-through buyer support early in the session. Kansas City wheat trading up, the March in particular up 0.75 cents early today, nudging its highest price in a year on Christmas Eve. It was interesting to see DTN's national hard red wheat index reach 562 a bushel last night, just a nickel away from its highest price in 5 years. March corn trading about a penny higher here this morning, and it's becoming increasingly clear soybeans are driving the bus, corn just along for the ride. Well, not that corn doesn't have its own bullish sources of support, because the U.S. continues to be in good position for more export activity before Brazil's second corn harvest is due to arrive in late June. Meanwhile, March soybeans are trading 12 cents higher this morning, pushing higher like a bull in a china shop and defying years of tradition for a quiet trade ahead of Christmas. Of course, nothing about 2020 has conformed to tradition, so why start now? Even though we've been talking about tight soybean supplies ahead in the 2021 marketing year for a long time, prices have kicked into new gear the past 2 weeks. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle up 127 yesterday, 114.72. April up 105, 118.70. January feeder cattle up 37 cents, 140.27. March up 7 at 141.95. February hogs up 182 at 67.85. Kansas City wheat, March down 1 1/4, 586 3/4. Maize down 1 1/4, 589 3/4. Chicago wheat, the March was down 2 cents, 627 3/4. May was down 1 3/4 at 626. March corn up 1 1/4, 448 1/2. May was up 1 1/4, 449 1/2. January soybeans up 8 cents at 1266 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.